Welcome to Torat Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and we're continuing today with the 11th Mizmar of the Book of Tehillim, Perek Yud Aleph. In this Mizmar, we are feeling adversity, but instead of immediately turning to Hashem in desperate prayer for salvation, we pause to reflect on what troubles us. And David wrestles with a deep and timeless question. Why do good people suffer? He wonders why God does not swiftly bring justice and allows evil to persist longer than we would expect. This introspection is not a sign of doubt, but rather a sincere search for understanding, a journey toward deeper faith in God's ultimate plan. Let's begin, Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Lamnatzeach leDavid, for the conductor by David, Bahashem Chasisi, in Hashem I put my trust. And that is the title and the theme of this song, I trust in God. And now he's addressing someone else, at least in his mind, he's addressing what's going on. So that Eich Tomru L'Nafshi Nudi, Harchem Tzipur. So that how can you say to my soul, move, flee your mountain like a tzipor, like a bird? So who's saying this and what is this mountain? David is fleeing from Shaul, and people are telling him, leave the mountain. Leave the holy mountain in Israel, in Eretz Yisrael. They don't want you in this country. And that's David's personal feeling that he's getting at this moment. But think about this. Is this not the story of the Jewish people who have been chased out of the land of Israel again and again? But also, they've been chased out of so many of the countries in which they had lived for so long. And so we can understand this in a very practical way. People are saying to us, get out of here. But why should we be getting out of here? This can also be understood from a theological perspective. The mountain can be referring to our mountain, to God, our rock. People tell me, wander from your mountain, meaning wander from your faith. Why are you believing and holding on to this mountain, to your faith in Hashem? Rav Hirsch reads it a little bit differently. He says, your mountain is referring to Hashem, and your mountain is fleeing you like a bird, meaning you're holding on to God, but God is not holding on to you. He seemingly is flying away like a bird. Either way you read it, our faith is being questioned by others and possibly ourselves. And let's continue, Pasuk Beis, verse 2. Ki hinei harasha'im yidrachun keshes, konanu chitzam al yeser, liros b'mo ofel liyishrei lev. For behold, the wicked bend their bow, they ready their arrow on the drawstring to shoot in the dark at those who are upright of heart. What David is saying is, the wicked are trying to shoot me down like a hunter shoots a bird. And we likewise encounter people who do their best to bring us down. And they shoot in the dark. They try to shoot us down, to sabotage us in our most vulnerable time, when we're in the dark, literally. Pasuk 3, Pasuk Gimel, Ki ashasosi haresun, tzadik mapa'al. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Or what did the righteous do to deserve these foundations being destroyed? The Malbim reads this a little bit differently. He says, this is a question to God. What do you do, God, to protect the tzaddik when the foundations are being destroyed? And now, instead of just leaving it as a complaint or to continue with a passionate plea to God, David now begins to try and contemplate for himself an answer. Pasuk Dalet, verse 4. Hashem behechal kadsho, Hashem bashamayim kiso, einav yechezu, afapav yivchanu b'nei Adam. God is in his holy temple. God is on his throne in the heavens. And his eyes see, his eyelids scrutinize man. This takes us back to the beginning of the song where we're very clear. In Hashem I trust. And therefore he goes immediately, as soon as he has this question to, I know God is here and I know God sees what's going on. Even though he's above us, he does see what's going on below. And this verse, this pasuk, adds the eyelids, af apav, because the eyelids are constantly blinking to sharpen the vision. And so Hashem is constantly blinking, so to speak, to keep us in his view. Now notice the word yivchanu, af apav yivchanu, his eyelids scrutinize, we translated it as scrutinize, but yivchanu is the same word as we will see in this next pasuk. And that's going to help us understand, how does Hashem scrutinize us, examine us? Pasuk Hey, verse 5, Hashem tzadik yivchan, v'rasha v'ohev chamas sana nafsho. Hashem tries or tests the righteous one. The same word, yivchan, Hashem tests, and the scrutinization, the yivchanu, the af apav, the eyelids scrutinize. Hashem tests the righteous one and the evil one, and the lover of violence, he hates his soul. God tests the righteous one, and he doesn't test the wicked whom he hates, which implies that because God loves the tzaddik, he tests him. Really? This is clearly a bigger discussion than what we're going to have. But here are two points that are brought down by the Midrash. Rashi here, based on the Midrash, offers a powerful analogy to explain suffering. A flax seller strikes good flax repeatedly, and with each blow, the flax becomes stronger and more refined. However, if the flax is of poor quality, he will not strike it at all, because if he would, the flax would fall apart. Similarly, God tests the righteous not to break them, but to strengthen and refine them. He knows that the tests can be very productive and they will emerge, meaning the tzaddik will emerge even greater. But testing the wicked is pointless. So they may have momentary ease, for they're not tested, they're not beaten, there's no blows there, but they will soon self-destruct. The second point is brought in the Midrash Tanchuma in Parshas Vayera in connection with God testing Avram Avinu, our father Avram. And it says the following: when a potter wants to show off to a potential buyer the quality of his pots, he hits the high quality pots, not the poorly made one. And in this analogy, God wants to show off to the world how great his tzaddikim are. So he tests them. And when they pass their tests, the world is inspired by their greatness. Two points to think about: why God tests the tzaddik. So while the tzaddik will end up more refined, pasuk vav, pasuk 6, yamter al rasha'im pachim esh v'gafris, v'ruach zilafos menas kosam. Hashem will rain down, or he will rain down on the evildoers, coals of fire and brimstone, and a burning blast will be their destiny. So Rashi explains that they'll eventually face the fires of Gehenna with no remaining merit from this world. That's going to be their destiny, to be burned in hell, literally. The Radak explains this verse that in contrast to the test that a tzaddik receives to refine him, the Rasha receives situations that keep him from self-refinement. And Radak explains that the word pachim, don't translate it as coals, but as a pach, as traps. And we tend to assume that having an easy and comfortable life are rewards. However, when wicked people receive these comforts, these pleasures, they're actually traps that lull them into a false sense of security. So it's as if Hashem rains down traps, and these traps look secure and comfortable. Evil people believe that their schemes are rewarded by having a good life, and so they continue on paths that take them further and further away from God and having a meaningful life. And now we conclude Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7, Ki tzadik Hashem, tzdakos ahev, yashar yechazu fanemo. For God is righteous. He loves righteousness. Those who are straight will see his face. So David ends with a statement. We end with a statement when we sing the song. I know that God is righteous, and I know that he loves righteous people, good people. Those who are upright will see his presence, and deep down will feel God's love. Even in times of struggle, they will recognize that their challenges are not meant to break them, but to reveal and strengthen the greatness within them. Their tests, our tests, are not signs of abandonment, but of divine refinement, bringing our inner strengths to the surface and drawing us closer to Hashem. See the progress in the short song, the transformation that we achieve? In the beginning, just 7 psukim ago, we are hearing voices encouraging us to fly away because our mountain, God, is distancing himself from us. At the end of the song, it's as if God is saying to us, stay righteous, stay with me, and you will see my face. I am with you. And at the times in our life when we think that God is farthest away from us, we need to hear the voice that is telling us to come closer. I am here right with you. And this Tehillim helps us to hear this. Thank you for learning together at Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sheirit HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day, sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.